Okay, backstage at the Square in Harlow, and I'm very pleased to be joined by the five members of Johnny Calonegrades. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Good to see you all again. It's incredibly, we're just talking about it, the first time you came down to Phoenix, 3.5 years ago now, when you came down on our third birthday.
Wow.
A long time ago, and you came down, played live, and you were just about, I think you're just about to release In Debt debut album, and
yeah.
I think during the course of that year. So here we are now in the week of the launch of your second album, so you just need to fill us in quickly. What have you been doing the last 3.5 years?
Well, changing the lineup for a start. I mean, when we first came down, Mauro here was actually on a sabbatical from the band, travelling around South America.
You wrote a song about that, didn't you?
We did, and we played it on the show,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You liked that one, didn't you?
Yeah. That's going back some ways.
Yeah.
That feels like a very different world, all that.
It was a long time ago, yeah. So, lots gone on in the meantime.
Well, it has, yeah. I mean, we changed, so we got Simon and Marco in, previous rhythm section incident. We didn't kill them, it's fine. but we're very happy with what happened in retrospect,
yeah.
I think.
It's all basically much better now.
Yeah.
We're moving onwards and upwards,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah,
upwards.
Exactly. Five piece, yeah. New album, loads better than the last album,
exactly.
And so on.
So in between, I did a couple of EPs, Postcode Wars and then Halo, which was last year. And then everything abruptly kind of like went and came to a halt because I got kidney failure. But that's all right now, so... You got on with the album.
You're looking very well, because this is the first time I've seen you since the incident you had, which must have been a hell of a shock.
Yeah, it was. We were just saying, we had our album launch on Wednesday at a place called the Lexington in London, and the previous time when we played there was supporting David DeBont and his Spirit Wife, which was the night before I got suddenly diagnosed with kidney failure. So it has funny associations.
Okay, but you're all back to health now, and you're back in the swing of things, and full steam ahead with the band.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Brilliant. Okay, and second album coming out as well. So we've got the new album, Spitfire. It's out now on Bandcamp, and also gets an old-fashioned release as well from Scratch Records, is it?
Scratch Records.
Yeah. Scratch Records.
It's in loads of good record shops all over the place.
And on the 9th of September, you used Pledge Music this time, and that worked out really well for you.
We did all right with that, didn't we? It's a lot of work, because you have to actually... People pledge for all this stuff, and then you kind of have to do it, and you're like, oh right, okay. Now we've actually got to, like, write this song and then record it and whatever, and sign loads and loads of stuff and everything. But, you know, it was worth it.
So it works out well, but it's not as easy as... It wasn't like we were handed some money with no conditions. You have to deliver... all the things you promised.
You had some great things as well, because, you know, lots of bands use Pledge Music and it's all CD and vinyl and sign this, and you had the Johnny Cola Going Out at Night Pack and the number one, which I thought was brilliant, by the way. I'm not really sure how much detail we can go into on the radio, but the number one fan thing as well. Did anyone take that up in the end?
Yes. Much to our amazement.
That's mainly the reason how the album got made, actually.
Yeah.
The fact that someone actually was the number one fan and shelled out for it all.
I was kind of, because when I was sort of like putting together and looking at all the other campaigns on there, like you say, a lot of it's very formulaic and everyone's just using the sort of kind of like the default template on it. And I just thought, I don't feel comfortable doing that. It just feels really cheesy. I wanted to do something which was more like us. But it was kind of like, we should have something on there that is a preposterous amount of money, just in case somebody was to give us a preposterous amount of money.
Is there any lunatics out there?
Exactly.
Yes, there are lunatics out there. That's what we found out.
Thank God.
Yes, thank God. Yeah.
And their loss is the band's gain, because obviously you managed to get the records pressed, you got vinyl out as well, and making videos as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't say loss, but, you know.
Well, the loss of money, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, why is the new album called Spitfire?
Somebody else could take that one.
I've just noticed that you've got Spitfire beer in your hands, because that could have led me to a very Partridge-esque question along the lines of what's your favourite Spitfire? Plain beer or Mad Medieval Woman?
I think the answer would be beer.
Simon wanted to call the album Strongbow, but...
We ran into branding issues there. Yeah,
more likely you could get sued by Strongbow, maybe. Spitfire, other people have got claims on it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's various kind of... pompous reasons why it's called Spitfire as well, but let's just go with the beer for now.
Okay, fine. Those seems to work.
The real reason does involve beer, but that's as much as we'll tell you.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how our radio station started as well, funny enough. How do you feel that the writing and recording has moved on since the first album? You already said that, not to knock the first album, because I quite liked it and we played it on the radio, but you've moved on.
Yeah, we've moved on. The first album was perfectly fine.
Yeah, I never listened to it now.
No, I don't either. It's more collaborative now. We're more of a kind of band who can bring things to the table than it was before, I guess.
I think that's also, I mean, I think the big thing is that we actually record with Jez kind of in charge of the process. We record at Jez's studio. So we're not like paying by the hour to go into a studio where you're kind of, it's always like up against the clock. And
it's more relaxing.
It's much more relaxed. It's a much nicer atmosphere. Yeah, not locking the studio, which we use for in-depth, because we still go there and do bits and pieces. But it's just, it's good. Working this way,
it's good. He gets a rumberjack on, you know. We relax, you know, get into it.
Yes, the barbeers, myself, the drums.
Yeah,
I gotta get in there, do them free taste, get out.
It's true, actually. That is the problem. Yeah, Marco's the only one.
But yeah, you know, for the rest,
for the rest of the year, have a great time.
For me, back involved with some percussions, tambourines, and all that kind of stuff, I can have fun. But when it comes to the drums, gotta go in there.
Do it.
Yeah, get on with it.
Also, I contributed a few more this time because he was, like, really ill. So I thought, someone's got to better write some more songs.
Yeah. Someone's got to step up to the plate.
Yeah. Thought, you know, I'll knock out a couple of riffs. And then, started a couple of songs on the album that way.
I've only just managed to hear some of the new songs this week. I can hear the, you know, a lot of the influences from the first album were there, sort of, you know, Bowie and Suede and Pulp, and heard a bit of Queen as well. I'm not the first person to say that then, am I?
No.
It comes up, doesn't it? It came up in Record Collector, I think.
Yeah.
Like kind of the biggest thing that we've had like a review in, I think. Perhaps. Went on about Queen-esque piano, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that's your fault then.
Oh, yeah. It's for broadcast.
Well, it's definitely there. I mean, there's a bit of a Queen-esque guitar solo, I thought, on Out of the Woods as well.
Yeah.
You got lots of gigs this month as well. And how did it go at the Lexington? Was it last night or the night before?
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
It's tremendous.
Yeah, it's a good venue.
Really good venue.
Good sound,
good stage,
excellent
good lights.
Good turnout. Yeah.
Good turnout.
Yeah.
Couldn't complain.
Good. Well, let's hope Harlow lives up to the same.
This is actually the album launch in Harlow. That was just the warm-up.
Oh, I'm glad I made it. We're I'm glad Harlow I made this
already.
One then.
We've already been to Chicksop.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. Yeah. And,
checked out the sites.
Yeah. Smithy sorted us out some Spitfires. We feel very at home already.
No, it's a nice place, Harlow. Yeah, yeah. Good part of Essex. Yeah. Okay, so you got the... I mean, who is Elmo Sex Whistle? I thought I'd ask because I saw your list of gigs.
He's a Brummie, he's a Brummie.
Yeah. About 6 or 7 years ago, I used to work at a venue in Birmingham called the Jug of Ale. I used to work on the door, and there was a band that used to play sometimes that actually were quite Queen-esque in a way. And that was Elmo Sex Whistle. And just by coincidence, we're playing a gig in Birmingham with Elmo Sex Whistle.
Yeah.
So he's come back from the past.
Oh, is it a him?
So
it's Mr. Sex Whistle.
It's a him, yes. But I think he's got a song called Gender Something.
Oh, yes,
Gender Blender, that kind of thing.
That one
so
on YouTube, yeah.
It is a him. Yeah.
I kind of regret not being there to see it, but.
But it will be something to see, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't complain.
Excellent. What's the next year going to hold in store for you? Going to be more writing? Third album this time? Got to think ahead. Second album, mate. Got to be on the third one
Jesus
straight away.
Christ, you've got to give us a minute to enjoy this one. We spent long enough making it. Well, I was going to put my feet up for a couple of months and watch the sales sort of shoot up and just go sit back and count the money coming in from.
Well, that's a plan for next year, too.
Yeah, I think that's my plan for next year, anyway.
On an island, a tropical beach, maybe.
On a tropical beach. Yeah.
Definitely more writing, though, yes. That's what. I haven't had time to write because of this pledge campaign.
Yeah,
so there will be lots of writing. Hopefully not about doing a pledge campaign.
Well, next time, if you have a number two and a number three fan, you could actually end up with a tropical beach.
Yes.
That's a good idea. Let's do that.
There's always opportunities. Okay. All right. Well, thanks very much for having a chat with us. So looking forward to seeing you on stage in about an hour's time.
Yeah,
cheers.
Thank you for coming.